This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, 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 I know it's Labor Day weekend and we are still showing up. We're at the office or wherever your office is. It's wherever I am. Right now, for the next couple of hours on radio, we are live on GCN and affiliates around the United States and eventually picked up over in the United Kingdom. A little delayed because they're a little slow over there. No, just kidding you, Brits. Hey. We love you. You're not slow at all. In fact, you are faster to the mark in some cases than we are. Because of some things that have happened over there, we love you. I love you, okay? No hate mail from the UK. Okay, just kidding. Good senses of humor. Now, we have a lot of things to do today. This is the beginning of our broadcast week, laboring intensively to bring healing to you. And Super Don, where's Waldo? He's going cross-country, and he is like the man, the traveling man right now. It's been a while, and I'm really excited for you because you're heading back, and I think eventually you want to make it back to the Pacific Ocean. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. I cannot wait. It's been way too long. I've been landlocked. So currently about 30 miles out of Albuquerque right now. Mm-hmm. And I'll be in Phoenix probably later on this evening, and then hopefully back in Oregon here in a day or two.
So you're not going to take a right turn at Albuquerque or a
right,
left turn.
Yeah,
you're going straight through.
Left turn at Albuquerque. Yeah.
You're going straight through, right?
Yes, sir. Traveling through, looking at all the high desert is really cool to look at. Mm-hmm. It's very pretty, all the mesas and the shrubs and the. Haven't seen any cactus yet, but I'm assuming I'll see that.
You'll see it soon. Did you drive through the wake up, the sun coming up? They call it a sunrise, I think.
You know me. I'm super done. I usually don't get up before the sun does. So, no, okay. I didn't get to see the sunrise.
Just thought I'd ask. Just thought I'd check. We got a lot of cool stuff on the show. Jeffrey Jackson's going to join us today, intrepid independent journalist, reporter, and we'll talk about the definition of autism, the scam that is the mainstream media and how they cover autism, so you purposefully don't know what it really is. We're going to get to that with him. Not a doc. Chris Barr is back, and we are going to rock the health world together, as we always do. Whole food nutrition, always on tap here. The difference between vitamin chemotherapy and real food. We got that going on. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you'd like to be a part of the show, tell your friends. It's, again, streaming live on YouTube as well. You can go to robertscottbell.com. So we opened today, Super Don, with a very interesting story out of, I believe, Salt Lake City area. A hero stumbles, Alex Wubbles, and the failure to pursue justice. It's headline posted by Christina Bruce. And there's also mainstream news coverage, and we have that linked up as well, or we should. It's embedded in that article. And it's about authoritarianism, specifically this time from the police. Now, we talked about on Thursday, the Sacred Fire of Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We had, Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty and Cheryl Chumley from The Washington Times. And, you know, people assume that if you're a conservative, you're always for the cops no matter what. Well, we believe in law and order, law enforcement, constitutional preservation, if you will. And when the cops go beyond that, those with intellectual integrity will speak out. And so we don't like unbridled authoritarianism from any area of life. least of all from the police, because at that point it becomes dangerous. Your life is in jeopardy because of their perception that they have the ability to be above the law. That can happen. Now, as I've said, I have friends in law enforcement and some retired, including sheriffs. And they're very candid and say, you know, it's not the good cops that have a problem, because they toe the line. They understand the Constitution. They really respect and appreciate the authority they've been given, if you will, not by God in this case, but by government, because they're, you know, applying basic principles, I should say, or would like to say, within a constitutional bounds to serve and protect, as they say. Now, oftentimes they don't protect you. That's why the real cops believe in the First and Second Amendment, Second Amendment in particular here, to protect and defend your life. And then they come up and show up after the crime is often committed. But what if they're committing the crime? A really horrible tragedy, a high-speed police chase on a highway resulted in the perp was veering off into oncoming traffic, into a semi-tractor trailer truck, and obliterated, a fireball. You can see this. It's just a brutal, brutal accident that happened. And the driver of the truck, who survived, was burned severely and was airlifted to a local hospital there, I believe in Salt Lake City, University Hospital. And he was in an induced coma. And at this point in time, the cops came into the hospital, talked to the nurse right there who was protecting the patient, and they said, we want to draw blood from this patient. And she rightly said, no, you're not drawing blood from this patient unless you have a warrant. Or if this guy is under investigation, some legitimate authority that you have to say, I should draw blood for you. Otherwise, no, I'm not. It's a violation of a lot of things, including HIPAA.
And this was a policy at the hospital.
Yeah.
And there were basically three key points. They had, you know, in order for them to be able to do this, either A, the person needed to be under arrest.
Right.
B, they needed to be able to give consent.
Right, awake to be consent, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a warrant.
Or there was a warrant, yeah, and none of those things were there.
So this cop was very annoyed with this nurse who was on the phone with hospital administration going back and forth going, hey, am I doing the right thing here? I think I'm doing the right thing. And she did the right thing. She did the right thing, and nothing happened of this. This happened in July. We are now in September. And she finally leaked the cops. I say leaked it. I mean, it was available to her because there was an investigation internal that no one knew about going on about these cops that arrested her, arrested this nurse for protecting the patient. You know, her job would have been on the line if she had violated HIPAA. Good luck finding a new job as a nurse if you violate that. And they arrested her. And they would have gotten away with it. The cops, there wasn't a real big investigation on it. It leaked to the press. Now suddenly the mayor's interested. The city council. Everybody's going, oh my gosh, this is horrible. But this is the kind of stuff that goes on all of the time, unless the light of day shows that this is what's happening. And so folks, this is not me going on an anti-cop screed at all. It's acknowledging from within, knowing police officers like I do, that there is corruption, probably in every police, unless there's like a police community that only has one cop, maybe that's not so corrupt. But, you know, the bigger it gets, the more corruption that can be involved. In fact, the former sheriff, who's a friend of mine, says, listen, I don't even want you to buy firearms except privately, because the government shouldn't know you have them. That's a sheriff. So they know the risks of people, you know, placed in authority. They're human beings with all the faults and foibles that are embedded into us so we can learn. And so if you have that kind of authority and you push that authority and then you get pissed off, the guy looked seriously angry at this nurse. And he's like a frustrated man with a badge and a gun. Very, very dangerous. And only what can keep him in check? Because the law as it's written wasn't keeping him in check. He says, at one point he says, your policy is getting in the way of my law. What? The hospital policy is getting, then say they were arresting her based on obstruction. Why? She was doing her job and following the law. And it was the cop who was frustrated because he couldn't force her to draw blood from a comatose patient who, by the way, happened to not be suspected of any crime. In fact, he was the innocent driver of the truck who was head on almost killed. And it turns out he's one of them. He's a reserve police officer. I mean, this story gets more and more bizarre, but this woman, as sweet and nice and as upstanding as she is as a nurse, it's just saying, well, we'll let them handle it. We'll let them handle it. Now they're looking into it. I'm not, you know, they wanted her to comment. Do you think this police officer should be thrown out off the force? And if I'm an innocent bystander watching this, or if I was the one arrested, I'm going, yes, this guy should be put in jail because he abused his authority and arrested her under color of law. And she's like, no, let it all happen. It's like a little bit of Stockholm syndrome. You have this view of the police. You're like, oh, I don't want to say anything to upset them. Like, dude, you have got to push back. And this has got to be made public. And I agree in this case, although the civil courts are often siding irresponsibly with authoritarians, there's still a place for them to push back and let people know you cannot tolerate this abuse from the police. These are the people who have a higher, if you will, standing in a sense of doing the right thing, because their abuse of their power can be so dangerous and so deadly. And this is not to disavow any knowledge of the stressful situation many police officers are in dealing with a lot of people that are on drugs, pharmaceutical as well, never knowing when their lives are going to end every day they go to work, and that could be the possibility. So they have also a higher stress level that you have got to acknowledge when you're interacting with them. But at the same time, I would ask more of these police officers to acknowledge that if you've got a problem, get a warrant. That's the law, right? But then we have a federal government that's out of control that says Patriot Act, National Defense Authorization Act, all of these things that have said, you know what, Fourth, Fifth Amendment, doesn't really matter. We've got also First Amendment problems. We've got Second Amendment problems. Remember all of those first 10 amendments. I've got to remind you folks, not one of them grants you a right. Not one of the first 10 amendments called the Bill of Rights grants you any rights at all. Rights come from a far higher place, from God, from the Creator. And those rights that are written about in the first 10 amendments were simply to protect you, or to say to government, you shall not infringe upon these things. And it wasn't exhaustive. The list was not exhaustive. It never will be. So study up on this. If you're in Utah, support this woman to go after these officers. Don't let them off the hook, because their belief that they are above the law facilitates horrific acts of violence against other human beings that do not deserve this. And in psychological experiments throughout the years, the decades, you find that when you remove human beings from the consequences of their actions, they are willing to do the most heinous and horrible things. It wasn't just Nazi Germany. It wasn't just Pol Pot. It wasn't just, you name the horrible dictator from the past. On a very small scale level, watch what happens in condominium associations, and you'll understand how cruel and unusual humans can be to other humans at every level. All right, that's the starting point of the Robert Scott Bell Show, healing on a political police level today as we start. 866-939-BELL. Jeffrey Jackson's going to come up. We're going to tell you how effed up, I said it, but I didn't say it, the autism definition is in coverage in the mainstream media about autism, what it really is and what causes it. We're going to talk about that with intrepid reporter Jeffrey Jackson next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, our broadcast week has begun. We are here, Labor Day weekend, working it out for you, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. And you know it's the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, Super Don on the road. He's still with us here. And joined by our intrepid reporter, independent journalist extraordinaire, Jeffrey Jackson. Jeffrey, my friend, we were just together in Detroit. You came and saw the cancer prevention convention. The next day was so awesome to see you. We had a nice lunch up there outside of a health food store I was doing a little training with. And we were talking off the air, but on the air, because we're simulcasting on YouTube now. If you go to robertscottbell.com, and you had mentioned the Silver Aloe Protocol, and I think this is an important thing to discuss now. What are you? Are you cusp Gen X to millennial? I don't want to assume anything anymore. But it's interesting. You had mentioned that you might be vaccine injured as well.
Yes. I'm in my late 30s.
Right. So this is the generation, folks. You know, if you're listening, you're part of that has been hammered more than ever with these vaccines. Because when I was growing up and Superdon was growing up, we had a few, but it was nothing like what they're slaughtering. The innocent lambs of Gen X and Gen Z and Gen Y. Where do we go? Millennials to the next generation. So we're talking about gut health, and you mentioned peanut allergies. You mentioned ADHD, ADD. You know, all of these things, from my experience, source with gut. Gut, of course, affected liver. It's all connected. And that protocol was designed to heal the lining itself, the intestinal lining, so that the microbiome can be reestablished and then that normal interplay between the outside world and the inside world can happen again.
You bet. You bet. And, you know, it's interesting, having studied all this stuff, and there's a book out there called Vaccine Corp by Wayne Brody. It's a great, great book to read about this, about what's happening with the settlements and things like that. But I got a flu shot when I was in college. I kind of got talked into it when I went, oddly enough, when I went to go get checked out for a sore throat. So they gave it to me when my immune system was bad, and
already
I had probably a lot of inflammation already. So I had a 2-day fever from that, and you know, I'm sure that didn't help any situations for my childhood vaccines. And you know, I had the standard American diet. I ate my share of glyphosate and pizza and all that kind of stuff when I was in college. But I read Wayne Rohde's book, and parents only have, you know, there's a certain time frame they have to file if they think vaccine injury happens. So my point of saying that is, here I am, a writer. This is my expertise. I swim in this information every day. And after about a year of being in this information, I had the aha moment going, wait a minute, these symptoms sound familiar. I remember when this happened to me.
Right.
Wait a minute. So this was, I don't know, 15 years after the fact that I thought about that. So if I'm a parent and my child that happened to, I'm way past statute of limitations. I can't do anything. And now it's I have to go to alternative protocols and listen to people like you to figure out how to reset this situation.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's timely going back to school. I want to save these kids from being devastated in this way. But recognizing that even if you don't vaccinate, you're being exposed to circulating, I would call them synthetic viruses, but I mean, they're different. They're not what occurs in the natural world. This is the stuff that you find specific from the vaccine when they say, a measles outbreak. And they can determine whether it's the wild strain or it's what is in the MMR vaccine itself. Now, when I was a kid, Jeffrey, I had a vaccine injury. I don't know, was it on the left hand? I'm looking at my, you have that scar if you're old enough. And remember, the X-Files did that. They said they injected a microchip. I don't know if they did that. But the fact of the matter is, I developed the pox, which was supposed to come up from that thing. As a baby, I fell asleep, or an infant, fell asleep on it, and the temple of my forehead, it reinitialized a vaccine reaction in my brain. And I had brutal headaches beyond migraines. I couldn't move my eyes, I mean, without excruciating pain for times in my childhood. And so I will never forget that. And, of course, years later, I recognized, my gosh, I've got to correct what they did to me. And so utilizing homeopathic medicine, homeoprophylaxis, nozodes, as well as healing the gut, healing the liver, it's been a difference maker. And I've seen people reverse out of these peanut allergies, even like you described, and the ADHD. But it takes a time-concerted effort. It's not a quick fix, but it can be done relatively quickly relative to what I did before I knew about the Silver Aloe protocol.
Yeah, my big awakening was I actually read a book by Daniel Amen. It's called Six Types of ADHD. And when I read that book, I thought, my God, this is like this guy followed me around and just wrote about my life. It's all the symptoms I have. I had no clue. I just thought I wasn't a high-functioning student. I thought I wasn't smart enough to go to med school. I thought I wasn't smart enough to do this stuff. Turns out there was a dysfunction in my brain, especially when I tried to study or tried to remember things, that it actually did the opposite.
Well, that's the subject of our next segment with Jeffrey Jackson, his new article, Mainstream's View of Autism, Explained Away by Everything But Reality. What is that reality? Jeffrey's going to clue us in. If we're not already, we're going to get even more clued in. Thanks for being here, Jeffrey. We got Super Don. We got Chris Barr coming up next hour. RobertScottBell.com. Stick with us. It's getting very interesting here.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, continuing now with Jeffrey Jackson, jeffreyjackson.com. You're not sure how to spell it? It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Great article out, and I want to get through some of it here today with you, Jeffrey. What was the impetus to write it? Where's the essence of it going about the issue of autism? It's explained away by everything but reality in the mainstream view, including media.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of information out there on autism, and especially with the vax bus going around and people telling their stories. And, you know, there's a lot of, we have Autism One that's coming up on, almost on 20 years of this conference that's going on with alternative ways to help get kids off the autism spectrum and get them off diets. And there's a lot of scientific jargon going around, which needs to go around. But I took a different view of autism. I wanted to take a view of autism from the mainstream media and the establishment, the religious establishment, medical community that can't seem to get it, can't seem to see it. And I noticed there is an overlay there. And the overlay, unfortunately, is the overlay of kind of sociopathic behaviors. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you take an individual sociopath, I think this is very, very important because it'll answer, for me, it was my light bulb moment. It answered a lot of things. If you take an individual sociopath, this is a person without empathy. This is a person that has no problem hurting people and manipulating people and doing things like that. So, well, we look at autism, and it's clearly an epidemic. That's the CDC's own numbers. And we have mothers by the hundreds and thousands, videos every day of them with the same stories about how their children regress. We have Stephanie Sinoff, she's an MIT scientist, saying autism is going up with the amount of glyphosate that's in our environment. There's all these issues, and here we are at the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, and all these churches of big pharma basically are saying, no, it's none of that stuff. Don't even look at environment. That's been debunked. It's genetics. It's something like that. So what I did was I started out from the beginning. And at the beginning, around 1950, there is this the way they explained away autism then was the establishment said they had this term they coined refrigerator parents. And that basically meant that autism is the parents' fault because the parents didn't show much maternal warmth. So right there, that's a sociopathic technique of blaming the victim. Now, I'm not saying people with autism are victims because I think they have power. They can empower themselves to heal. But in this sense, I'm using that word because it fits. So they're victim blaming. They're saying, here's something that we're probably causing somehow, but we're going to go ahead and just blame the people that are dealing with it and put all the issues upon them. So here we are fast forwarding to present day. And autism is now they're talking about, well, now it's genetic. So again, we're still blaming it's bad genes. It's your parents have bad genes. The kid has bad genes. We're still blaming these people. And the other thing that they're doing is they're saying, well, it's also better diagnosis. We just have much better ways because our medical system is much better now. So here,
Jeffrey, by the way, just to interject at this moment because this is key for everybody old enough to remember childhood in the 70s and 80s, much less earlier than that, right? Depending on the generation you're in, tell me in your memory banks, did you know of any children like the children you see today that are diagnosed with autism? I remember one kid who was mentally retarded before you couldn't call it that. And other than that, we had, the beginnings of ADHD, ADD, they called it at the time, and allergies. I was the poster boy for a lot of chronic diseases and ailments. But no, for them to say better diagnosis means we were all wearing glasses to turn us blind, because this is not subtle to see this kind of pattern emerge. From mild to severe, of course, and I saw little to none of it. And again, many people I asked the same question, Jeffrey, of those generations, they also said, no, that's crazy. It can't be better diagnosis.
I agree. Same thing with me. Two kids that were challenged that I went through elementary school with. That's it. No whole wings of my elementary school, no separate schools, none of that. So the diagnosis thing is an appeal to authority. It's saying, well, it's because of our medical system. It's because of our mainstream medical system that we know so much more about autism. So because of us that we know more. No, it's not. The medical system's been playing catch up from day one, and now they're in a position where they're actually an impediment because they're hiding the information and they're trying to they're hiding the ways that it can be rebalanced. So this brings us back to that sociopath idea. This brings us to the idea, and this will be my final point on this, of gaslighting. If anybody doesn't know what gaslighting is, very important to understand this because we're seeing it manifest in government and in the medical system almost daily now. And gaslighting is the form of psychological abuse when the there's a manipulation to doubt your own memory. So it's exactly what you just said. So they're saying, well, autism was never this bad. It was always with us, and we just didn't label it correctly. So they're trying to gaslight an entire generation of people into doubting their own memories, doubting their own childhood. This isn't going to work. And also parents into doubting their own experience with this and saying, well, no, your child was fine. It was fine. It was probably something else. It wasn't the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Vaccines don't cause autism. This is institutional gaslighting. So it's a very easy technique once we see through it. Once we see through it, it's a one-trick pony. That's all they have. That's all they can do.
Well, and Jeffrey, this is why what Polly Tommy is doing with the Vax Bus is so very vitally important, because it's giving the real face, the real experience that cannot be gaslighted out of existence. If you hear one or two, they could say, oh, that's a one-off, a two-off. It's an anomaly. When you're talking hundreds and thousands as she's traveling around not only this country but around the world and then getting banned from Australia for doing so, what does it tell you about the authoritarians, whether they be in the medical, media, or military, any complex that would benefit by the enslavement of humanity, by the reduction in the ability to function as adults, see through this game, or even reproduce? Again, we've argued that some of these vaccines have a very direct impact on the ability of the human species to have more humans in following up. So this is a global attempt, a nefarious attempt, in fact, and to reduce population, for one, but I'm not saying that everybody on every level is aware of this, but Jeffrey, what you're writing about is hopefully raising that level of awareness for the folks involved in it to wake up and go, oh my gosh, what am I participating in?
Yeah, well, Robert, we're at a beautiful moment, because the system can only do, they only have a couple tools in their toolbox. One of them is victim blaming, one of them is gaslighting. They've been doing this forever. I mean, look at marijuana. Marijuana was, why did they ban that? Well, it's because, you know, it was making black people go crazy. It was making Mexican people go crazy. They used the race card on that. And it's a horrible history. So with they're still using that same card, but they don't understand the internet's here. And like you said, Polly's doing her thing. People are making videos on YouTube and telling their stories. It's not going to go away. And they just banned Polly from Australia for 3 years for making these videos. That's going to backfire spectacularly, and it has. The process of doing that right now. So we're at a beautiful moment of awakening where the system, we're realizing they don't have any more ammo in their gun. They don't have any more techniques. Mm-hmm. They keep using the same one, and it's going to backfire much more quickly now with this technology we have. And we're using it just like the talk we're having right now. This is a bad thing for them.
Yeah, and look at what happened. Let's bring up the hurricane coming through Texas. The media screed has been, everybody hates everybody. Blacks hate whites. Whites hate blacks. Whites are all racist. And then you go in and you see the Cajun Navy. People right, left, center, black, white, didn't matter. Come in and help one another, which is our normal state when left alone, when not manipulated by those who want to see division and anger and angst and hatred manifest. And the mainstream media is just as guilty of exploiting it for ratings or for whatever other ulterior motives they may have. And, you know, we have got a situation where reality, and you write about that. That's why I think the headline is so great, Jeffrey. You talk about this autism thing. You say it's explained away by everything but reality. And, of course, when we get down to the ground level, human to human, this reality is brutal in its reality. Seeing the kids with autism, the families that have been nearly destroyed, they're trying to hold it together. Yet, whether it be mainstream media, whether it be even government, and certainly modern medicine in many of its trappings, denying the reality of these experiences of these families and what indeed causes it.
Yeah. And here's where we're going, if I could predict the future, at one level. So any doctors or medical professionals listening, the professionals that are loyal to this system, they have two options. They can remain blind, or they're going to have to submit to having their hands tied when it comes to the real solutions that are upon us and that are breaking through the mainstream right now. And those are your options. So you can either submit to it, remain blind, or you can break away from it and become one of hundreds and probably thousands of medical professionals around the world that are part of the solution now and talking and doing radio shows like you, doing stuff at the cancer convention prevention where you're just at. These people are on the grassroots level and spreading major, major awareness. People are not really listening as much to official channels as they used to.
And listen, folks, I'm not saying that we get everything 100% right. That's just, it's human nature to kind of interpret the best way you can. But the idea is here, if you can interact with humans, right? This is what we're going to be together at the Truth About Cancer Live coming up next month, October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Orlando. I'm not saying you have to agree with every doctor presented there. But my gosh, the simple fact that people are putting out information that goes against the official story of cancer is a powerful wake-up that allows people to stair-step their progressions, little baby steps or big leaps, into a new reality, an old reality, whatever you want to call it, where the authoritarians don't know what they're talking about. In fact, they look pretty foolish, like the emperor wearing no clothing. So step out of that comfort zone, turn off the mainstream media. I'd like you to listen to more of what we do, what Jeffrey writes about, and then you begin to open up to new possibilities that are old possibilities that, you know, maybe violate the tenets of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, but that's to your benefit and the benefit of everyone around you.
Yeah, it really could be boiled down to two simple situations for the public. If you're happy with listening to buzzwords and talking points from officials, then keep listening to that. If you want real human interaction from people that are on the ground and doing the work and reversing some of the worst diseases and conditions of our time, this is where we can find these people at these conventions, on radio, all these outlets, these independent outlets, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's safe and effective, chemo for cancer. You're going to get the same talking points. And to me, it lacks empathy and it lacks humanity. There's a roboticness there that it's not resonant.
Well said, Jeffrey Jackson. Everybody check him out, jeffreyjackson.com, linked up in the show notes. Spread the word around, spread the message around. Let everybody know what Jeffrey's doing is awesome, very powerful. Vaccines are sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Where do your children worship? Also, if you think you're going to escape to Mars, I got some science for you to explain otherwise.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Y'all want to learn more about the turmeric, frankincense, and myrrh? Good combination. We got it. The Magi Complex is from Organics. They got detox products too. Very cool stuff. Also, I was speaking about sun hemp. Hemp, it's not the same hemp that you get, the hemp-derived CBD from pluscbdoil.com, but that is... I almost want to say pluscbdoil.com, right? You get that subtle reference, C-A-L-M?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Is there a dot com? Because it will calm you down. It's amazing stuff. Pluscbdoil.com, RSB15 gets you 15% off if you go direct. I would love for you to support your independent natural health food store retailers as well. Now, here's the statement. And I warned Super Don about this. He doesn't know what it is. I'm just going to make the statement, see what your reaction is. You are more likely to pray away the next hurricane from the east coast of the United States than you are to have a human being travel via NASA official channels to Mars. You follow me here? You're more likely to pray away a hurricane than you are to make it to Mars via NASA-inspired rocket technology. And not because the rockets wouldn't get there. We know that it can send them there. But human beings. All right. So what response do you have for me on that, Super Don?
That was just a very creative way to say that it's impossible.
No, because I do believe you can pray away a hurricane.
You do?
I believe in the power of prayer that much. Yeah.
To pray away a hurricane?
Well, I'm not saying just me. I'm talking to all the people on the East Coast. Just put out the buffer. Because you know what? They're targeting the White House with this thing.
That was the religious bait you threw at me there. Nice job.
I can't bait you? Come on, Super Don. I love you.
I'm too distracted. I'm not to get into it.
But, all right, yeah, do not get in a wreck.
But, no, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you that with current technology, look, we've already talked about this before about going to Mars, right?
Yeah.
And how that, you know, there's no way to protect people from the radiation for that kind of a trip. So, I mean, that part we know. Now, this, however, this new development here, I didn't see this coming. I don't know about you, but I think it's very interesting that not only do you have to worry about the radiation, but apparently your immune system gets all out of whack because you're in what they call microgravity.
Yes, they were the cosmonauts especially have been studied intensely by Russia, and they found that it really messes up your immune system down to the cellular level where it's all happening. They examined the cosmonauts after being in space for half a year, their immune system was weakened, according to Dr. Irina Larina, the first author of the paper, a member of the Laboratory of Ion and Molecular Physics of Moscow Institute of Physics and Technology. They were not protected from the simplest viruses. We need new measures of disorder prevention during a long flight. Now, my buddy Chris Barr, not a doc, he's going to join us next hour. I'm going to say you would have to flood the body with so much selenium. I don't think you could physically take enough of the 100 micrograms, well, 50 micrograms, 10 times, 1,000 micrograms would probably not be enough. And Chris can correct me if I'm wrong, to deal with the serious cosmic radiation that you're not shielded from out there in space that we are here on Earth, that we were designed, these physical bodies, we're earthbound. And even people who are up in space, they have risks associated with cardiovascular disease, cancer, eyesight degeneration, you name it, time and time again. And we could point it out that the issue of cosmic radiation, the further you go from our protective sphere, if you will, although the flat earthers are, I can't help you, but the sphere that protects us.
Triggered.
Yeah. Yes. The more you're going to devastate. Now, what would be the response is like, if they're not taking enough selenium, I want to flood them. I don't know what the level is. Maybe Chris can talk about that. But we don't have enough shielding. You can't put it up there because it would be so heavy. You're talking, I don't know, yards thick, miles. I don't know how thick the radiation shielding would have to be to protect our astronauts from the cosmic radiation in space. So it only validates what we've been saying here on the Robert Scott Bell for years. And it's like you science nerds that think you're just going to fly out to outer space. The only argument that can be made is there are stargates. If there are people on Mars, on the moon, they got there via stargate technology. I don't know if it was reverse engineered from UFOs like modern day VW Beetles, but that's the only thing you can argue.
You know what I would say to that is that you could travel to Mars by Stargate about as well as you could pray away a hurricane.
Super, Don, you're so cynical. What has gotten into you? God love you. All right, folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. Super Don's on the road, and he's still staying strong with us here. Love it. Check out the notes, robertscottbell.com. Jeffrey Jackson, thank you, my friend. Chris Barr, not a doc, joins us next hour. We've got to talk about the warped religion and junk science of vaccinology. And more whole food nutrition on tap after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow.
But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.